Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Nicholas Miaskowski is the co-owner of four successful businesses. As a young entrepreneur, Nicholas aims to inspire and educate other entrepreneurs to be just as successful as he and his family are. But Nicholas has also suffered from cancer at a young age, but that doesn't stop him. He will do whatever it takes to achieve his goals, his family's goals, and does his best to bring positive changes in the lives of others. Nicholas, are you ready to rock this? Definitely ready. We're rocking it, dude. Thank you so much for coming on to the 12-hour marathon today to share about your wisdom, what's been working for you, how you've been growing to become your greatest possible self, man. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for personally inviting me to come over here so I could share my awesome story with everyone.
That's right, man. You got an intense story. We will be getting to that in just a second. Before that, we're going to dive into the theme of the day, the power of silence. So, Nicholas, how has this theme of silence, how has this concept of silence affected you in your life, in your relationships, in your own, you know, journey? How has it impacted you?
I think having silence, as in just resting in general and having that quiet time for yourself, that's when our best ideas come to us. Mm. So me being an entrepreneur, having new ideas, having that silence, it just gives me that creative juice that I need to keep on going on.
Yeah, man, I love that. You know, it's really drawing the source of our power. You know, it's almost like we tap into the force. If we're Jedi, you know, we're like tapping into the force of the silence to get our power. I love it, man. That's gold. So, dude, that's perfect. And in terms of who you are and what you're up to today, why don't you share with our audience what you're working on, what you're creating, all that good stuff, brother?
Okay, sure. So, I'm the co-owner of three businesses, and I also have one business that's my baby, that's my nonprofit. But first I'm going to talk about the other stuff, because I mostly revolve around, you know, well, what we do. I work with my family. I'm 22 years old, so I'm still really learning how to have my own business and everything. So that's going to be the next step. But right now, what me and my parents are doing, we are mobile home investors. So we buy, rehab, and then sell mobile homes either for cash or we sell them with seller financing, usually to people who can't get regular bank loans or have shot up credit. Mm-hmm. So we do that. And basically my whole life really revolves around that right now. And then because we have been really successful in this area for the past 2 years, we've actually started a coaching brand, and it's called Mobile Home Millionaire.
That's awesome.
And yeah, what we've been doing is teaching other entrepreneurs about this low risk, high profit investment opportunity. And we teach them to be just as successful as we have been.
Wow. That's awesome, man. I love that, you know, this real estate, it's such a powerful knowledge and skill to have, because there's always going to be, you know, space and like space concerns. Everyone's like growing. We're building the world out, you know, and to be able to master, how do I take space and make it more valuable? How do I take space and, you know, multiply the value on it or have it exchange, have it grow, have it, you know, just understanding the markets and how that all works, dude. That's incredible, man. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun too.
It is, yeah. And I personally love just mobile homes in general. The first thing is, well, nobody does it. So that's a huge plus for us. And the next thing is, in my opinion, I think it's a lot more better than just investing in a house. You could do a mobile home flip in as little as 3 months, while a house would take so much more longer.
Mm. Wow.
And also, we're really, we could focus this on to a mindset that we're helping people who have a lower income too, because through our financing program, people are able to afford a house at least. Mm. And the awesome thing is through our program, they're homeowners, so they actually get to own a home.
Wow.
And I really think that's awesome.
Yeah,
and
that's a gift. That's a huge gift. Like to give someone who was struggling to find a roof over their head or a stable place, to give them that security, that gift is, that's amazing, man. So thank you for doing that. So in terms of the, you mentioned you have other businesses too. Like, tell us what else you're working on.
So the other thing I'm I am a co-owner of is that my mom has a cleaning service here in Chicago, residential house cleaning. So I've been working a lot in the office with her and helping her out. And then the thing that I'm most proud of is the, what I own, I'm the president of and the founder. It's my nonprofit.
Yeah.
It's called Golden Wing Helping Hands. And what we do is we create care packages for homeless people. Mm. And the care packages, they contain things like clothes, non-perishable foods, toiletry items.
Yeah.
We started including gift cards and words of encouragement, that kind of stuff. And it's awesome. It's truly awesome.
Wow. Dude, so I'm sure we're going to get into like how these started in your journey. So let's go back a little bit, and why don't you share about like what those challenging times and, you know, getting through cancer. Tell us about how that all happened and, you know, just share your story.
Okay, sure. So let's see. I was 10 years old when I was first diagnosed with stage 4 brain tumor. And I remember the exact time when, you know, the doctor pulled me aside and he's like, Nick, you have cancer. At first, I kind of understood what it means to have cancer, but I really had no idea what I was getting myself into, really. Because my older sister was also born with a brain tumor. Mm. So I kind of had the idea, you know, what was going on.
What it might be like, yeah.
Gonna happen. Yeah. So what happened next? I'm trying to remember everything because, you know, I've just been going forward this whole entire time and not really looking back at my past. But really what I think is important is just to remember where you've come from. Right. And just looking at yourself, where you've been originally, is just, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
But I remember that I then had brain surgery, you know, to remove the cancer. Mm-hmm. And then back then, unfortunately, we didn't know about like natural cures and that kind of stuff for cancer.
Right.
So I went the conventional route with 9 rounds of chemotherapy and then 30 days of radiation therapy. And I'm not really going to share what exactly happened during everything in chemo and radiation. That's kind of like rated R content.
Wow.
And this is like a PG kind of show, right?
Typically, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but it was really hard. There have been a lot of hard moments, a lot of times where I personally wanted to, you know, give up.
Hmm.
And being involved with other people who had cancer, befriending other people, seeing them going through this and losing their battles, that's really hard. But eventually I made it through. So I guess another really important thing out of this story was that, well, obviously I never gave up because I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
After 12 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, after a very hardcore tumor, right after having that brain surgery, I wasn't able to walk by myself. No. So I was in a wheelchair for a really long time. And then one day I was just thinking that, man, I'm really tired of sitting. It's no fun. So I decided to really start challenging myself to teach myself to walk again. So I kind of upgraded to a walker. And I remember I had this little walker. It was originally like gray color, and I kind of felt like an old person. I mean, it was like little gray walker with the tennis balls, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna spray paint my walker so it can be all these cool colors. So at the time, I like yellow and red and blue, so kind of felt like a kid. But throughout time, I was getting stronger and stronger, you know, was able to walk by myself a little bit, and was thinking that, you know, even if this walker looks creative and great, I want to throw it away, because I honestly mentally feel like an 82-year-old man, and I'm just tired of this. So I threw it away somewhere in the garage, probably collecting dust, and walking by myself. That's basically how it happened. It just day in, day out.
Wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. That's basically the whole entire cancer story, kind of the rated G version of it. But it's been a very hard journey. It's, you know, a lot of people say that, they think that once you've had cancer and gone through your treatment, that it's all over. But I really think it's, once it's there, once it's started, it's really a whole part of your life. It's always in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after all the medicines that I had and chemo and whatever, there are long-term side effects that, you know, aren't that great, but I've kind of learned throughout this whole entire process that you've always got to go forward. You can't go back anywhere. Mm-hmm. You have to keep on going forward and just adapt and learn how to adapt to literally every single situation that you're going through.
Mm. Wow, dude, that's powerful. What was it that kept you moving forward? What was the vision? What was, you know, like worth it for you to get through all of this?
So when I was going through treatment, I remember that it was originally my parents that were, you know, keeping me up. And what we did back then was just like when I was going through hard times during chemo, and they would kind of like force me to watch a funny movie or something to get my, you know, get my mind away from everything that's going on. And then back then, I remember the whole entire law of attraction thing was becoming more popular. The movie The Secret came out, I think, around that time. Mm-hmm. So I remember watching that, and then that really changed a lot about my mindset. And throughout that time, I was kind of just focusing more on the positive rather than, you know, I have cancer, I might die or might not die, you know. Right. So always keeping forward, keeping positive, and just magic.
I love it, man. So it's just like I think a big factor was your family. It sounds like your family was always encouraging you to just keep moving forward, just take one step at a time. And you relied on them. You put your faith in your family and what they were saying, what they were encouraging you to do. And you just said, you know what? Like, I don't know any better. I'm just going to do what I'm kind of being told to do. And it just started getting in at a subconscious level. And now you're like living those principles even more, you know, and you're sharing about them because you've transformed so much. You've gone through so much. Now you're like, wow, you know, I have a story to share. I've gone through these things, and there's people out there who are suffering who need to hear them. So it's my responsibility to one, share it, and two, get better at sharing it. You know, everyone who's on the journey is learning to craft their story and learning how to craft their message so that it maximally impacts the people who they want to impact. So I really acknowledge you for just stepping up to the plate, man. And 22, like, no better time to start, right? No better time to start And in truth, you've been started for since you were born. You've been on the journey. You've been developing your story, and you know, just really acknowledge you. I acknowledge you for taking the steps and jumping on interviews, and you know, investing in yourself and traveling. And I know you're working with Craig and Jenny, right? They're your like fitness and health coaches. How's like what's opening up for you around health and fitness? Like, what is that why is that important for you right now?
So, yeah, I've been working with Craig and Jenny, I think, the past 7 months or so, 6 or 7 months. I kind of lost track of time. It's really felt like a really long time with them.
Yeah.
And they're awesome people. But what I think when it comes to health, so after my whole entire cancer thing, me and my family decided to go organic because we started educating ourselves about how important it is what you eat.
Yep.
And a lot of people, unfortunately, do not realize how important that is to fuel your body with organic foods and not too heavy foods, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, when we are eating healthier, I do have a lot more energy.
Yeah.
And when I've started working specifically with Craig and Jenny, they have been helping me raise my energy level because after my treatment, my energy level went from here all the way down here.
Wow.
But working with them, it's been slowly rising up and up, and it's been awesome.
Good, man.
And, you know, being healthy, I mean, I just feel awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a 10-year cancer survivor, and it's literally like every single day I just feel a lot more amazing. And I think really just the healthy eating has helped, the working out as much as you can. Of course, I try to do it every single day. I try to do some sort of movement every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's really helped me help keep my energy up, because my whole entire schedule is always go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really been a help. And working with them also, they've also, I know they've talked about this with you, was that they work with a mindset coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working with the mindset coach for, I think, since the start of the year.
Okay.
And that's really been a total game changer for me.
Awesome.
Because, the mindset coach really helped me move forward from a lot of childhood traumas, like before the cancer, during cancer, and after cancer. Mm. And a lot of these things I really had no idea that I was going through, to be honest, because these were a lot of the subconscious blocks that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And consciously, I just had no idea that this was holding me back.
Yeah.
So it's a real game changer.
I love it, man. I love it. Just investing in yourself, doing that deep work, whether it's through fitness and health and putting the right things in your body so that you can, you know, do the work internally. Your body's like, thank you for the fuel. Now I can do the work that I need to do. Or it's a subconscious work in your mind and doing the mindset coaching. And, you know, why did these things happen? And going back into those childhood memories so that we can release the pain, shame, guilt, whatever it might be, so that we can be free for the present and all the greatness that we have coming to us. So that's beautiful, man. Thank you for being the living demonstration of that work, because that's super important. And then you also have your nonprofit, man. Why don't you share about that and what you're creating with that?
So we do the care packages for homeless people. And how did this start? It started like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Kind of like a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom found a blog of some lady doing this, and it was called like Blessing Bags. And I was thinking, man, that's a pretty dumb name, because, well, I was immature back then, but I decided, oh, hey, I could do this anyways. I want to help people. So we decided to go forward with it, and we've made 25 care packages that year.
Wow.
And then the following year, we were so fired up that we made 350 care packages, which is a lot. And then in 2017, it was last summer, so it's almost going to be a year, I started the Golden Wing Helping Hands. And the purpose of that was because so we could raise a lot more money and so that we could help even more people. And throughout this year, we've helped 887 people by far with the care packages. That's amazing. It's been an awesome ride. And throughout one of the networking events that we go to, we've met a lady from South Africa. And what she does is she actually raises funds for nonprofits. So we've been teaming up, we've been working together, and we've been starting to raise a lot more capital for Golden Wing Helping Hands. And right now, we've actually, we're still working on, you know, collecting all the funds and everything, but we have a really big vision of helping more people. And for the homeless people on the streets, one of the things that we want to do in the future is that we want to, like, for instance, rent like a bus, like in the middle of downtown Chicago, and have like sort of a health day where homeless people could walk into the bus. And for instance, they could get their teeth checked, or they could have like, you know, glasses made, kind of stuff, have doctors look over them. We also want to get them like bus passes to travel around Chicago. So it's all a work in progress. And actually, I want to officially kind of announce, I haven't really talked about this in public yet, but lately we were in Poland, and we went to a homeless shelter specifically for homeless mothers and their young children. And seeing all that and seeing how really unfair that is, you know, how the children are there and going through such hard times, it made me realize that we should start really focusing our time to helping the youth here instead of just helping adults on the streets. So what I want to start doing soon is actually helping the kids somehow in some sort of way. And I've started building connections with a lot of homeless shelters here in Chicago who specifically have homeless mothers and homeless kids. So I want to start focusing our time mostly on helping the kids. And it kind of having that revelation of helping the kids, it kind of, I kind of think back that, you know, why shouldn't I be helping kids in general? And I was thinking that maybe I could start helping kids with cancer and kids with disabilities in the future. So there's a lot of cool stuff that is definitely going to come up soon for Golden Wing Helping Hands. And I'm just so excited to really be the light for a lot of people, because I know a lot of people deserve help and they need help.
What's it like having all these different, you know, businesses and opportunities to deal with? You know, like, is it challenging to manage your time? How do you do that? How do you stay prioritized? How do you not overwhelm yourself? How do you do that?
So at first it was extremely overwhelming because, you know, doing all these things, but since it's me, my mom and dad, we kind of like split up the priorities. So we don't always do everything at every single moment. And another thing that I've learned is that what I've learned is to take a step back, to not work as hard all the time. And that was through one of the mindset coaches that I've worked with, Craig and Jenny, who told me that, you know what, Nick, it's okay to take a step back, to stop working all the time. Not every single project is going to be due the next day. You have plenty of time to do everything. And really just start taking everything at your own pace. Don't go too fast, because in the past it was always go, 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 go. Right. I gotta get this done, get this done, get this done. And I realized that when I do that, when I start pushing myself, I get really sick. My energy completely depletes, and like my whole entire system kind of goes through a malfunction, and I can't do anything for like a couple of days. So I've learned that if we take a step back to really rest, you know, take naps during the day, then I end up being just as productive as I was back then, even more so productive, because I don't have those energy crashes anymore and I get a lot of done. So to really answer your question in a very short way is, you know, I take steps back. I don't do everything all the time. I work just a couple of hours a day, and I don't push myself. And I know that in some way it's going to take care of itself if I don't finish the task at hand.
Wow, man. Yeah, it's so important to create that space. We're talking about silence, right? Like that silence is space, is healing, is nurturing, is revitalizing, is rejuvenating. And if we don't have that silence or space in our life, then like you said, we're going to burn out. There's going to be these consequences. Yeah. And it's interesting because our body will tell us, hey, you know, you're tired, get some rest. We won't listen. We'll keep doing it, Yeah. And I'll say, okay, you're not listening. Like, I'm going to hit you with something harder. And it's like, okay, get sick and, you know, like have this kind of breakdown or meltdown. And then you come back from it and then you're like, okay. And then some people just keep going back into that pattern. It's like, hey, get tired. Nope, breakdown. And over time, like enough of those can really devastate people and their health and, you know, their livelihood. So I'm really grateful to hear that you're taking this approach of, you know, I do have time. The space and rest is so important and critical to me being such a high producer, a high performer, because when I give myself that, you know, the attention and time and attention that you need, then you show up at even higher levels. So you mentioned something earlier about fun, and I'm curious how fun has a role in your life. Why is fun important for you, or how does it show up for you?
So I'll be honest with you. I have been struggling with this since we've started with our entrepreneurial journey when I was, I think it was like started at 19 or something. So since then, I've been really working myself like a madman. And through all the mindset coaching and stuff like that, I've kind of learned that we need to take a step back, like I just said, and, you know, have some time for fun to do stuff for yourself. So yeah. I've honestly been really working on what I want to do by myself for fun. But what me and my family have been starting to doing is to, instead of just working 24/7 at our office, we're going to take one day off or two or three off of the week and take a trip and go somewhere, go take a hike somewhere, go to the mountains, go walk the trails, go to a really nice garden or something.
Yes.
And having that fun, it just really it's like cleansing to you. Your mind is completely cleansed, you're not as stressed out, and super important, especially if we want to keep on growing and keep on being awesome at what we do.
100%, man. Fun is so important. So I love that you're focusing more on it and really designing into your schedule the time of rest, recharging, rejuvenation, getting back to nature. You know, that's so important to get to that place of peace and ease versus being all wound up and stressed out. You know, it's like it's super important. So I know one of the things that we want to talk today about is the entrepreneurial game changer. And I don't know if we've covered it or danced around it, but I'm curious, like, what does that mean for you?
Being a game changer for me is really kind of doing things completely differently than what other people have been telling me all this time. And, well, to be completely real over here, I don't really see people like me who's gone through such an aggressive cancer, have lived for so long, and yet are able to do all of these things while fighting with their health difficulties and life problems and stuff like that. And I'm able to do it all, and I take it one step at a time. And what's really starting to make me into a game changer is, well, I think completely differently compared to a lot of the people who have gone through pretty much what I have as at a young age. And that really thing is, I really think that's the game changer right there. That I think like a champion. I know that I'm a champion. I'm a gladiator. And these people, I mean, I keep on going forward. And I really want to inspire other people to be game changers too, to really take that next level instead of, you know, thinking negatively and looking back at the past and not accomplishing anything.
How can they do that? How can our audience step into their game changer, next level champion, gladiator self?
Okay. So definitely taking a step back and just understanding yourself, like what you're actually capable of. And, me being me, in the beginning of the whole entrepreneurial journey, like I said, I wanted to be like a robot, but I didn't actually look at myself to see that, oh my God, I just had a very hardcore cancer treatment when I was a kid that has that will be affecting me deeply in my adult life, energy wise, and I have to be aware of that. And back then I wasn't actually looking at that. And with the work that I have done, I'm starting to realize that this is where I've come from. I need to accept it. Back then I did not accept it because I wanted to be someone else, but I have to accept myself. And I think everyone needs to accept themselves. And I think that's the first step of becoming a champion, is accepting what kind of, I would say, like weapons you have, what's in your arsenal that you could use, and go forward from there and find out how you could keep on going forward. Find out how you can adapt every single situation to work uniquely for you and best for you.
I love it, man. Like, what's in your arsenal? What are the weapons? What are the tools that you have to deal with life? And like you said, take a step back. And a lot of people are unaware of the inventory that they have of who they are, what they've accomplished, how they've gotten to where they are today. Like, what's the, you know, the story? A lot of people think that they're, you know, not important and they're not significant and, you know, they're not enough, all these kinds of stories. And if they just look back at their past about what they've overcame, whether it's, you know, moving from house to house, whether it's a really long, grueling school career, whether it's, you know, starting entrepreneur at an early age, going through abuse, whatever it might be, everyone has these difficulties and odds that they've overcome. And if they just like look at it and take that inventory, that's first step, is knowing, you know, what have I overcome? And I think also knowing what your strengths and your challenges or growth opportunities or weaknesses are. When we're aware of what are our strengths, then we can step into the ring confidently, so to speak, the ring of life, and be able to handle whatever comes our way, because we're like, I've practiced this. I know these skills. I know I'm a good communicator. I know I'm good with analytics. I know I'm good at singing. I know that I'm good at making videos, whatever, editing videos.
Yeah.
So it's important to have that awareness. That's the first step on becoming the game changer, the gladiator.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I definitely think that it's very important to keep positive throughout the whole entire experience. Because, well, becoming negative, you're toxic. And I mean, champions can't be toxic. They have to have a clean mind.
Yeah. 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 Champion, I thought, I was reading some quotes by Sun Tzu, The Art of War. right? And he was talking about like someone who is going to win goes to war already having won in their mind, versus the loser goes to war and then tries to win after going to war, then tries to become the person who wins. And it's like, before you step in the ring, in your mind, you're like, I'm either winning or dying. There's no other option.
Good one. Yeah, if we don't believe that we're the winner, then, I mean, the other option is you're a loser. Right. And I don't want to be a loser. No. Nobody wants to be a loser. So the only option is to really tap into that winning energy that each and every one of us has, and just go forward, throw your magic at everyone.
Yes, I love that. Throw your magic. This is awesome, dude. I love how as time goes on, our generations are you know, like the younger generations coming up every time, and it's like this language of magic and gamification, and you know, our imagination of what's possible in life is just, it's so awesome. Yeah. I'm curious, how do you want to impact our future generations? What's your vision and mission around, you know, really leaving a legacy?
So what I want to start doing is start impacting our youth. Mm-hmm. Because, well, honestly, I don't want other people to kind of go through what I did.
Right.
And I want other people to really relate with coaches in specific who have actually gone through a lot of hardships in their lives. Mm. So in my book, I've never had a coach who was like me, who went through all these things at a young age or really any point in their life. And honestly, I really wish I did have someone like that in my life to tell me that everything is okay. You can be the best that you can be, really. And having that reassurance, especially from someone who would have been going through something similar to me. So I want to really start helping people and educating people kind of like me, you know, cancer survivors, cancer patients, people with disabilities who really don't believe in themselves. I want to be there holding their hand, and I want to make them successful. I want them to be like me, and I don't really want them to go through such hard times, you know, being hard on themselves. And really, I just want them to know that anything is really possible, you know?
Wow. Yeah, it's powerful, because you're coming from this place of, I know what it's like to suffer. You know, yeah. when you come from that place, your heart is fully in it, because you're like, not so long ago, you felt that pain. So it's like, so it pulls you so much when you see people who are going through those situations and circumstances.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
And, I just don't want other people to really experience what I have. And a lot of people, they're just, how would I say it? They just don't see the answer, really.
Mm. Yeah, and they are so frustrated by that they like give up, or they lose hope that there is an answer.
Yeah, and a lot of circumstances people go through, they, they just don't see another way out. And a lot of people around them actually, they kind of belittle them. They tell them that they can't do that. That's impossible for you. And I really think that's BS when other people tell you that you can't do something. Yeah. A lot of people, when I was in high school, they never believed in me. Wow. And I mean, look at me now. I'm a co-owner of 3 businesses. I have a successful nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be starting helping other people who have been going through similar things like me. Mm. And a lot of families who really are kind of like me and my family.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I love it. I love it. So, you know, what is there any other wisdom that you really feel the world needs to hear these days? You know, our audience is listening right now, and, you know, they're going to find out how they can stay connected with you and all that. But I'm curious, like, what's the wisdom that you feel the world is really, you know, hurting for or desiring, or it would really make a difference if people just knew this or lived this?
Okay, so one of the things that that is very important to me is to really not look at what other people are saying about you. Mm-hmm. Who cares what other people are saying about you? You know, just focus on yourself. And that's one of the messages I want to give, is that, you know, who cares what other people are saying? Mm-hmm. Care about what you're telling yourself, rather than what your neighbor or your friend is saying about you. Mm. And I guess another thing that I want everyone to really know about is to own your life. The concept of owning your life, as in, it's your life. You shouldn't really dedicate it to somebody else. Yeah. Just do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people really struggle with that. They focus their lives on other people, and they dedicate their whole entire lives to other people. And you really should start just focusing on yourself, what you want to do, what you want to, how you want to enjoy life, what you want to, what kind of legacy you want to leave behind. That's really important.
So many people are caught up with what others think and what their expectations is, and, you know, I think a lot of people get sold a dream, right? Get sold the dream of, you know, go to school, work really hard, go to college, work really hard, get a job, work really hard, and then like work really hard for the rest of your life. And is that really the ultimate be all dream? And, you know, Nicholas and I are saying no.
Yeah.
For some people, hey, it might be, you know, that might be your dream, go for it. And I think for the vast majority, it's just, you know, this automatic thing that the masses and, you know, everyone has been programmed and taught to do. And it's really important to make our own path, our own way in life, and, you know, discover who we are. And we're talking about being that champion, you know, discover our assets, discover our strengths, discover our gifts in our story, so that we can really carve out that future of who we really want to be, our greatest possible self.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. I agree. 100%. And we really have to start breaking out of this system where everyone's telling us we're not good enough, or you need to finish school and go to college, get a job.
Yeah.
And we really need to break through this whole entire system, because, I mean, being an entrepreneur and being in control of my life, I mean, it's awesome. It's priceless, really.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody in the world to experience an awesome feeling like that for themselves, instead of being miserable with doing something that they hate for the rest of their life. And we really just have one life, really. And I think we should all just be doing what we love.
How do more people do what they love?
Break the system.
Break free.
Always break the system and listen to yourself, what you want to do.
It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. So you mentioned that your health and fitness is a big priority for you right now. Is there any other areas or skills that you've been developing to get to your next level in your businesses or nonprofit?
So I would say the mindset work, you know, with a coach who kind of removes those blocks, the subconscious blocks, and changes your behaviors. I think that's really important. And just having a really good business coach in general is going to help us so much. And being a business coach myself, it's just really important to kind of, like, the name of your show, Be Your GPS.
Mm-hmm.
You need to provide that GPS to some people, because not everybody really knows how to, they don't have the batteries for their GPS. So us coaches, we got to be like the batteries, right?
I love that. We come in, we supercharge them, and we're like, hey, it's possible, it's possible, it's possible. Cheerlead, cheerlead, cheerlead. Become yeah, exactly. who you want to be, who you're destined to be. And eventually, after hearing that enough times, they like, you know, they've been knocked down, they're defeated, like, what? What? Possibility? What? I can live my dreams, what?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome, man. Okay, cool, man. So, you know, we're beginning to wrap up here. Is there any other final pieces of wisdom or things that you really wanted to share while we're here on this interview?
So, of course, own your life. Do what's the most important to you. Mm-hmm. And focus on what you love doing and pursue those things. A really interesting quote, which I think is... really important for us all to really implement in our lives, is to understand what makes us weird, and then you got to pursue that.
Mm.
And you just need to do what's right for you. Take the time to adapt, to really, really don't focus on what other people are telling you, that you're going too slow, you're going too fast. Do what's right for you. Take everything at your own pace. And really don't stress yourself, because we only have one life, and it should be super sweet rather than super stressful.
Mm.
That's definitely key.
Super sweet, not super stressful. Yeah. I love that. Cool, man. Cool, cool, cool. So, Nicholas, you know, how do people stay connected with you, and what do we want them to do next?
So definitely you can find me on Facebook. On my personal file, I'm on Instagram. It's Nicholas.Miaskowski. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm practically everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I want people mostly doing is, you know, connecting with me. Maybe we could find a way where we could partner up together, bring some more value to the world. Whether it's somehow connecting Golden Wing Helping Hands and with whatever vision someone else has,
mm-hmm.
impact other lives, more lives, or if you want to learn more about mobile home investing, because like I said, that I'm a coach in mobile home investing. I teach people to be just as successful as I am in mm-hmm. mobile home investing. And or even if you just want to hear about mobile home investing, because a lot of people are like, what? I've never heard of such thing. So that's what I'm here for.
I love it. I love it. Awesome, man. So they can stay connected with you. They can go. We're going to put the links in the blog post after this when this gets posted up. And they can find you on Facebook. And the other ways that they can connect with you and really get the value, like you said, is by helping out the Golden Wings Helping Hands, you know, really joining that nonprofit, the movement. Everyone listening, if you hear the vision, you know, connect with Nicholas. See how you can help. See how you can join and bring that to more people. Bring that gift and that life and that great energy to more people. And then you also are coaching people to start their own real estate, mobile home business and get free of poverty. Get free of the system. You know, break out of the system. So if you guys want any of that, definitely take the next step with Nicholas. And Nicholas, dude, you are freaking awesome. Thank you so much for everything you've shared today. And honestly, man, I'm just so proud of you and all that you got going on in your life, just facing the challenges, the obstacles, the growth opportunities head on so that you can be your greatest possible self, and you're getting your message out and you're inspiring so many people already, man. So keep up the amazing work, brother.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for the kindest words and for having me on here to really share my story.
Yes, dude, it's just the beginning. You're gonna be sharing it a lot, so get ready, because you're gonna have a lot of people banging on your door, sending you messages, Nicholas, come share your story over here, over here, over here, over here. It's gonna be a lot of fun, man.
Hey, that's the dream, inspiring others.
That's right, dream become reality, baby. So,
oh, yeah.
Nicholas, man, stay up, keep up the great work, and we will see you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome, man. We'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
from the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you are committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.